Who are you? Who are you? When we find ourselves in a new place or with new people, it's a question that is often asked in one way or another. Who are you, Father John Marie? It's a tough question to answer. Well, I'm the son of a preacher man. Yes, I am. I am. Oh, yes, I am. But I'm not sure I want the rest of the lyrics attached to my name. So who are you? I am a Christian. Would that this statement said all that needed to be said. Who are you? It's not just a question we ask of each other. Moses asked of God the same question before the burning bush. Who are you? And God said, I am who am. Moses was confused. Wait, you sing with the black-eyed peas? No, not will I am. I am who am. The Almighty, the one who is. Don't you get it? In fact, no human has ever gotten it. Because this name, I am who am, surpasses the capacity of the human intellect to grasp, and as a result, it hides as much, if not more, than it reveals. So God, knowing that if a picture is worth 1,000 words, a gift is worth 1,000,000, sent his only Son into the world to reveal who he is, a trinity of 3 persons, Father, Son, and Spirit, united by love. He sent the Son into the world to reveal that he is the one who desires for us eternal life with himself, the triune Godhead. God sent the Son into the world to reveal that at the heart of the Trinity is love, a love into which we are called. And this, my friends, is what we celebrate today on this solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. We celebrate that the Trinity is not an abstract doctrine arising from reflections on the mathematics of spiritual reality, but a revealed truth. The revelation of Father, Son, and Spirit that unveils for us who God is and who we are in relation to God. And here is the immediately relevant and immensely important point of this doctrine. From all eternity, we are loved so that we may love for all eternity to come. Let me put it another way. Brothers and sisters, to the baptized I say, happy feast day. For at the center of our baptism is the truth of the Trinity. Consider, how were you baptized? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We invoke 3 persons under 1 name, because in baptism all 3 persons of the Godhead act. They act distinctly, but united by their love, united in love for the creature recreated by this sacrament. The scripture confirms this in the accounts of the baptism of our Lord as Jesus came out of the water from his baptism by John the Baptist. In Mark's gospel, we read that the Spirit descended on him like a dove, and the voice of the Father thundered from heaven, "You are my beloved Son." So also for us, when we were baptized, we came out of the water conformed to Jesus Christ, made new in him. And the Spirit descended lightly upon our minds and hearts like a dove, and the voice of the Father thundered in transcendent tones, "You are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter." At the moment of our baptism, the moment when we affirm our belief in Father, Son, and Spirit by our baptismal promises, we are no longer destined to perish, but destined for eternal life. At that moment, we are drawn into the Trinity, and the Trinity enters into us. We become sons and daughters of the Father, co-heirs with the Son, temples of the Holy Spirit. Our vocation is no longer to spend ourselves on things that do not last, but we are called to holiness. Called to the light, called into the embrace of love. We are called into the heart of the Trinity. where we discover new joy, new identity, the reality that we belong to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they belong to us, that we belong to the one God who is, and He belongs to us. Who are you? By our baptism, a name is written in the depths of our hearts, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Only when we dwell in this name will we find ourselves. Only when this Trinitarian name lives in us will we find lasting peace. It is who we are. But how do we live in the name of the Trinity and allow that name to grow within us? My dear friends, we might begin with the sacraments, because in the sacraments we find the love of Father, Son, and Spirit, the one God. Remember baptism, where we approach the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who so loved the world that we are baptized in the name of all three. We might go to confession, where we approach the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who so loved the world that the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of His Son, sends the Holy Spirit to forgive our sins. We might celebrate the Eucharist, where we approach the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who so loved the world that the Son's loving sacrifice is represented according to the will of the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. We come to Mass. For from the time we begin Mass with the sign of the cross to the time we leave with the Trinitarian blessing in the name of Father, Son, and Spirit, we are enfolded by the love of the Trinity, so that we can love the world with the same fire with which we are loved. How do we live in the Trinity and let the name of the Trinity grow within us? We begin with the sacraments, but my dear friends, then we live and move and have our being, everything we do, in that same name of Father, Son, and Spirit, everywhere we go. Or at least, that's what the sacraments call us to. A few days ago, after the baptism of his baby brother here in the church, there was a young boy named Johnny, and he sobbed all the way home to the baptism party. And his father was confused. There was cake and ice cream coming and all sorts of good things, and everything had seemed to go well at the church. So his father turned to Johnny and said, "Johnny, what's wrong?" And the boy replied, "Well, Father David said he wanted us brought up in a Christian home. But I wanted to stay with you guys." Who are you? Children of the Father, brothers and sisters of the Son, the dwelling place of the Spirit. Then make your home a Christian home. Make your home a Trinitarian home. Begin your day and end your day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Feed one another with the love of the Father revealed in Jesus Christ the Son and confirmed by His Holy Spirit. When disputes arise, remember the mercy of the Father, forgiving one another in the name of the Son by the power of the Holy Spirit. Recall your baptism so that as a husband or a wife, as a brother or a sister, as a parent or a child, you may live the truth that every one of you is created, redeemed, and sanctified by the love at the heart of the Trinity. And that in the name of the Trinity, each of you is called to love with that same self-giving love. Who are you? How will you answer? I am one who lives in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Would that this statement said all that needed to be said.